It was the small house within the high city walls where his wife and children lived in safety. It was a complete world, which covered no more than 4 or 5 acres of rocky land. Don't you see how these surroundings must have influenced a man in everything he did and said and thought? The people of Babylon and Assyria and Egypt had been part of a vast mob. They had been lost in the multitude. The Greek, on the other hand, had never lost touch with his immediate surroundings. He never ceased to be a part of the little town where everybody knew everyone else. He felt that his intelligent neighbors were watching him. Whatever he did, whether he wrote plays or made statues out of marble or composed songs, he remembered that his efforts were going to be judged by all the freeborn citizens of his hometown who knew about such things. This knowledge forced him to strive after perfection, and perfection, as he had been taught from childhood, was not possible without moderation. In this hard school, the Greeks learned to excel in many things. They created new forms of government, and new forms of literature, and new ideals in art which we have never been able to surpass.